Council has endorsed a plan to help shape its future housing and homeless response. Currently, social housing only makes up 2% of all dwellings here, but more is needed. Last year alone, it's thought 1,200 people were homeless on the coast. The action plan includes unlocking two parcels of council-owned land for social housing. Meanwhile, Council's also endorsed a plan to restore a parcel of former farmland in Mullaney. The 65-hectare site will be transformed into an ecological park with walking trails, a forest lookout, event space, community hub and research facilities. The site sits adjacent to Mary Cancross Scenic Reserve. There's still time to have a talk about your wishes with family this Donate Life Week. Karina Bomsky, who works in admin in the Sunshine Coast Health Emergency Department, says she feels at peace and proud that her daughter Sophie helped save 10 lives after her organs were donated. The 10-year-old couldn't be revived after suffering an epileptic episode while swimming in her family's pool 7 years ago.
A lot of my closest friends have had that conversation and they talk about Sophie and what happened to Sophie and use that as an example as to, you know, this is what happened to Sophie and this is what Karina did, and it's a really good choice. And ask them the question directly if they want to be involved.
You can register to become an organ and tissue donor by visiting donatelife.gov.au. Coast young people will feel the fallout of the COVID pandemic for years to come. Queensland researchers found restrictions to limit the spread of the virus has sparked a long-term educational and health crisis. University of the Sunshine Coast, Dr. Joe Scott, says there's been a reduction in physical and social activities, as well as increased worry and anxiety about the future.
And we know that there's been significant impacts in relation to some of those things on sleep routines. And we've also seen negative changes in nutritional intake and diet around the world.
The UniSC teams created an international framework for school health promotion to address the issue. And it was another golden night at the World Championships for Coast product Kaylee McEwen, setting an Australian record to claim gold in the 50-metre backstroke on top of her gold in the 100 backstroke earlier this week.